Okay. Two other things that you can use are the all and the any. So if you're getting multiple returns from the inner subquery, you can use in, you can use all, or you can use any to allow for multiple returns. So in this case, I'm saying I want to select the minimum year goal from donor and group by state. So since I have two states, that's going to return two things. Okay, so once I've said group by state, it's going to return two things. And then I'm saying I want year goal greater than all of the things that return. So it's got to be greater than everything that is returned. Okay? And it turns out, with the data that I was using, at least, there was only one thing that was greater than all of the minimums that were returned. Okay? And then on the one below, I have the any. And the any is saying that I want it greater than any of them. Okay? I want it greater than all of them, or I want them greater than any of them. And if I turn that around, I think that will stop popping up like that. Okay, so I've got the any in there, and that will return, it has to be greater than any of the ones that are returned. And again, the best way to check these is to run the inner query yourself, look at what the inner query returns, and then see if what you get back makes sense when you're working with the test data, okay? Because all of these should be tested, and that's the best way of doing the testing. Okay, so that finishes that handout. And the next one is more on subqueries. Okay, so I've got an inventory file here that I'm using. Okay, so I'm now into multiple column subqueries. You can have pairwise and not pair and non-pairwise. So in this case, I'm saying select asterisks from inventory where department column item class is in, and then I'm selecting department item class for inventory, where reorder is greater than 25 and price is greater than 15. What I'm doing here is I've got a pairwise, and so it is going in and looking for the pair. Okay? And let me move this out of the way, which means I have to click on move. So, with multiple column subqueries, you can have pairwise comparisons and non-pairwise. My understanding is that a pairwise comparison says that each candidate row in the outer select statement must match the criteria in a particular record or row. Okay, so I'm looking for a group. I want all the records that have the same department and item class as those selected in the inner one. Okay, so the inner one came back with, and unfortunately this is up here, but if you, I can move it a little bit. Okay, so it came back with the combination of TYCH and SPBK, and it came back with SPBK twice. So what I'm doing then is all of my results have either the TYCH or the SPBK, because I'm looking for the pair. Okay, so I'm looking for a pair of them. And in this one, I'm saying more, in this example, I'm asking for all records where the department is in the group selected from the first inner select, and the item class is in the group selected for the second inner select. Okay? So this isn't looking for the payer, this is looking for where department is in that one, and item class is in that one. So I'm looking department in one group, and item class in another group. Okay? So that's not looking for the payer. And if I come down further and look, I've got the select department, so that returned BK, TY, and SP, and the other one returned, it looks like CH and BK, and so I'm looking for the matches. Okay, so I'm looking for anything that has the BK, TY, or SP for the department, and anything that has the SH or BK for the location. Okay. And so again, I went back to a pairwise. I'm looking where on hand and on order is in, and notice I have exactly the same thing in here. Where on hand, comma, on order, select on hand, comma, on order. I always have to match what I'm doing in the where with what's being returned for the inner select. Because if they don't match, then obviously I'm not going to get any matches to produce output. So whatever I say in the where clause has to be matched in what I'm selecting and returning from the inner select. Okay, and again, the non-pairwise, I'm going on hand in and on order in. And these are just ways that I was playing around with that. I kept changing the data so that I was getting different things, but I'm always looking for on hand in what was returned and on order what was returned. Null values you want to get rid of when you're doing this kind of thing and change them. We've talked about that before, the null values can present a problem. Then you return zeros for the null values. That's the main thing that you want there, is then you return zeros for the null values. Okay, because null values can present a problem. Okay, what I want you to do today is actually work on this while starting class, because subqueries are probably the biggest problem that people run into. And I think listening to me is not half as valuable as doing. So I want you to try and work on, and again, you're more than welcome to talk to somebody else and try to figure it out and position yourself such that you do that. In the first one, I just want you to explain what's happening there. And that one has got a couple of subqueries. I read an interesting thing yesterday when I was playing around with some of these. You are limited to having 255 limit in your subqueries. In the levels you go down, you can only do 255. So just keep that in mind. I want to make sure that you don't go over 255 in the work you're doing. I would love to see the one that has 254. So I want you to explain that, and then the rest of these are all play computer. Determine the output. And they're going in, and most of them are using subqueries and making you go in and figure out what is going to come up.
Can I ask you a question on this?
Yeah.
I don't want to ask that a lot of questions.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if it's part of the problem or not.
Which type of? No. No, you're not looking for typos. Okay, we're looking for typos. Pretty much every one of my examples is wrong. He just pointed out that I managed to get a double quote in there. That should be, well, that's not where he even go. I thought I aligned, I guess I did not. That is not working anyway. You're not looking for typos. Although I think I ran all of these except that one. I think all the others I ran because I have an answer sheet at home that has the right answers, so they must all have run after this one. But since this was an explain, I didn't run it. So then you get down to two. The data is all up above. The data that you're using is up above. And I want you to go through and determine this is number two and then number three, and actually spend some time doing this, because, and then we'll talk them through as you go, so you'll get them right. Yeah.
When you want us to play computer, do we have to like type out every field basically?
You have to give the answer. Yeah. So if I say sub, you know, I don't think there's too often when I've asked you to type out two. Well, that one does, but yes. I mean, you can pick and choose to some degree, but in this one, I guess the main thing I care about is making sure that the top of the